This has been a test of equipment that could quickly warn you during an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system. The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
A lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to a very wet... Very wet Friday, huh? Needless to say, we've been gone pretty much all week, but here we are back again on Friday just to get you set for the weekend, huh? How's it going in Baton Rouge, Mike?
Well, we're on hurricane duty, apparently. It's been a long, strange week, and I've been dealing with the off and on hurricane rain, you know, the very fine rain that falls very fast and a whole lot of it for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, things are going good. Things are going better than to be expected, I guess. I'll put it that way.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you guys aren't getting as much rain as we are right now, though, I don't think.
Yeah. No, we've been getting it off and on. The way we've had it today, it's basically the hurricane is a day out. And so you can tell that it's, like I said, hurricane rain. It's a very specific type of rain. Mm-hmm. But it's since it's a
does
day
it
out,
fall mainly it, on the Spain or
yeah,
on
yes,
the plane in Spain
on the plane the, yeah. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane. I'm
right.
Not sure how I got that out just now. I have so much trouble saying that. Apparently I say it every day, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, it's been raining off and on. You can tell that it's from the tropical storm, but it hasn't been too bad. As I said to you a little while ago, it's just enough that if you're driving around, you have to roll your windows up, and then as soon as you get your windows rolled up, it stops. And then once you get your windows rolled down, it starts up again, and it's just annoying. That's pretty much what we've got.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that because, my stepdaughter being in town, and I was a little nervous about telling her about that it was coming because, if you don't live here, you automatically your thought process is going to go to hurricanes, and then that's going to lead you to Katrina.
Yes. If you're not from here, everything is Katrina.
Right. And, it's rain. And, yeah, it's going to cause street floodings and things like that. And I actually, whenever I was just outside, the wind picked up the most I'd seen all day, and it's still nothing really that big, you know. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. It's more of a pain in the ass than it is anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good way to put it.
But hopefully, obviously we don't want any bad things to happen, but
yeah.
Like I said, it's rain, and the way that I looked at it was it's way too early for this. Come on, guys.
Yes,
come on, man.
The one good thing, and now granted, I saw this morning. I haven't looked it up since. I don't know if it's changed or not, but as of this morning, they were saying that the vast majority of the rain is going to be east of New Orleans. And there was more to what I heard, but from what they made it sound like, it's going to be east of Slidell, pretty much like from, I guess, Slidell over to maybe Mobile or Pensacola or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so Baton Rouge, New Orleans, the Baton Rouge metro area, the New Orleans metro area should be okay. New Orleans is going to get more rain than Baton Rouge. But overall, it's just kind of a 2-day version of us getting a really bad storm. You know, yeah. Like the storms that we get that come through that, you know, you're like, oh, wow, oh, this is horrible. It's going to be over 2 days instead of 2 hours. So.
Yeah, and well, and it looked like whenever I was watching the news today that it looked like it was going to be kind of out of the way, out of here before noon tomorrow. So, you know, you still are going to be able. I mean, that doesn't mean it's not going to rain again, but you know, the consistent rain is going to be out of here. So, you know, that's good, and you know, hopefully it clears up enough that everybody can barbecue on Sunday for Father's Day and have a good time and, you know, have another reason to party in the city.
Yeah, like we need one. But hey, let's right. do it.
Yeah, yeah, we don't really need much of a reason on that at all. And you know, speaking of that, well, not speaking of parties, but real quick, because we don't have a whole lot of time, and I don't want to go too far into it, but I saw this the other day, and it just blew my mind that our city was thinking of doing something like this. But why in the hell would you think it would be a good idea to turn the city auditorium, which is at Armstrong Park, into City Hall at Congo Square? And not only that, but you're going to do like $165 million in renovations.
Yeah. $165 million. Our great, great, great grandchildren will hopefully be able to get that paid off.
Well, oh my goodness. And the mayor, she was talking about that, well, you know, we have this FEMA money that's earmarked it was like $36 million that it's earmarked to revitalize the auditorium, but that didn't mean turn it into City Hall. Where in the hell would you get that idea at?
City Hall right now is what, 8-10 stories, something like that? Yeah. You're going to put all of that into the auditorium?
Yeah.
Really?
And it's just really in poor taste. Now, I did see today, I didn't read the article, but I saw the headline of that she's walked that back, and now it's, well, it's up in the air. Well, it's a good idea because there was protesting and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Because that's a horrible idea, and it's really disrespectful, I think, in a lot of regard. Yeah.
Well, and it damn well better be up in the air for so many reasons, right. Not the least of which being that Congo Square is dedicated to the people that were sold into slavery in that area. How right. about we leave it to that and mm-hmm. let those people's legacy live on in that area, as opposed to making it a place where the government basically screws over the people of New Orleans?
Yeah, I agree. Terrible idea. And it would behoove her to maybe change her mind on that. And especially, and you know as well as I do, because you start out saying it's going to be a $165 million project. And just keep in mind, like, there's been stadiums that have been built for that amount of money. And so you know damn well that it's not going to end up costing $165 million.
If they say 165, you can put times five at the end of that.
Right. I mean, especially with the way that things go around here, it's not going to end up being on the nose $165 million. Give me a break. All right. Well,
I love my states, but I don't love my politicians.
I'm with you. All right. Well, let's take a break. We're going to talk about the big news of the week here in New Orleans in sports with Stan Van Gundy getting the axe after a whopping 8 months. And also about some of the possibilities for LSU's baseball coach. So everybody just stick tight. Hang tight, I guess is the right word. Hang tight. Stick around. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show after this.
Down there. Invisibilia Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Don't forget, we're still a not-for-profit, so you can still go over there and find out all the information on how you can get involved, and you can also find out about all the new shows and everything else that's happening here at WGSO. So make sure to go to WGSO.com. All right, that being said... Was it really a surprise that Van Gundy got fired this week? Because, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I don't know about you. What do you think?
That's exactly how I feel about it. And to be honest, I mean, he got fired on Wednesday. And it's been such a strange week for me that I normally am on top of all news of all types. I love that kind of thing. But I didn't know until this morning that he got fired. Mm-hmm. And the way that I found out, I found an article titled Zion Williamson's Family Wants Him Out of New Orleans.
Yeah.
And his Zion family is throwing a fit about the way that he's been treated and used by the team, things like that. And it says, including former coach Stan Van Gundy, whom the Pelicans announced Wednesday they parted ways with. And I was like, wait, they did what? And so mm-hmm. I had to go back and look at it. And I like what you said. It's very surprising, but not surprising at all at the same time. Because it's very surprising because he was there for 8 months.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, he only got 8 months, and that was during a pandemic. And so it's one of those really weird things. And now, granted, his whole thing was we're going to be on defense is our thing. You know, we're going to build on defense.
What a joke that was.
Yeah, really. They finished, and I don't remember what the specific metric was.
You sound insane. Do you realize that?
But they finished two spots below where they did the year before with Alvin Gentry in that particular metric.
Right.
Like, wow, okay, guys, we got to do something here.
Yeah, well, first of all, and let's rewind the clock back to when he did get hired. And, I mean, I was never on board with it. I thought it was a terrible idea. I don't like his brother, and I didn't really know. I didn't know a whole lot about Stan other than he hasn't won anything. So why?
No.
You know, like when you, if you're going to go bring someone in, I think regardless of what level it is, I believe that you got to bring in a winner. And where is Stan Van Gundy really won at? Nowhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I appreciate the fact that he wants to play a defensive game and things like that. But at the same time, you kind of got to know your audience, and that's not really what the NBA is about anymore.
Yeah.
You're not bringing in, you don't have that kind of team. Number one, you don't have those. They're just, the game is not that anymore. So I'm not saying you shouldn't play defense, and I believe that you should have fundamentals and play defense, but the game is a fast-paced game, and it's all about scoring, and that's what the NBA wants. That's what the commissioner wants. That's what they want to put butts in the seats and eyes on the TV screen. And Stan Van Gundy's deal is not that. And, again, I'm not a fan of the Van Gundy family, and I just thought it was a bad idea to begin with. I felt like there had to have been somebody else that would have melded a little bit better and got the most out of those players, because you know it as well as I do. That's what it comes down to. It comes down to being a good leader and getting the most out of what you have. And I don't know if that was the deal, because right, wrong, or indifferent, and we're not going to have that debate tonight, but the authoritarian way is probably not going to work anymore. It's just not, you know.
And I love that you brought up there had to have been other people that they interviewed, because the last few sentences of this article I'm looking at says the Pelicans interviewed 9 candidates for their head coaching position last year. Griffin, who's David Griffin, the GM, said several names in that group will once again be considered for the vacancy. And there's a few quotes here. So when we set out to do that, one of the things that we talked about is the hardest thing we do in our business is hire a coach, Griffin said. It's a very difficult fit to find. At least it's been in my experience, which probably speaks to not being very good at it. If you're not very good at hiring a coach, why are you the GM?
Well, there's something to be said with that, too. And he won an NBA championship with the Cavaliers, and that's when LeBron left Miami and came back to Cleveland. Yeah. He had Kyrie Irving. You know, there's a lot of, you know, that's a pretty good situation. And now one person, which I find this to be interesting, and I think, you know what, why not? Well, let's give it a shot if this is what's going to work. But one of the assistant coaches, who is Teresa Weatherspoon, who's in the NBA or in the Basketball Hall of Fame as a player, she was a coach at Louisiana Tech, and really turned that program around, and has a great rapport with the players. And you know what? Why not? I think it'd be really cool. You have the first female head coach in NBA history. Why not?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can it be any worse? Can it be any worse?
No. Oh, no. It cannot be in any way, shape, or form.
But, you know, and she's got a great pedigree. Why not give her a shot at it?
Yeah. And one thing I will say, if you're going to bring in a college coach, they have a very specific way of doing things because they have a lot of leeway. Mm-hmm. If you're going to bring them in, you have to allow them to do things the way they did at the colleges that they coached at.
Right.
And just look at Nick Saban. He was amazing at LSU, and then he went to the Dolphins. They didn't let him do things his way, and he kind of pooped the bed. Then he went to Alabama and became one of the greatest coaches of all time. If you're going to hire a college coach, let them do things their way. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that you're the owner, you're the GM, you're the whatever. They do it their way. They're successful with that way. Let them do it their way. So yeah, I would love to see that. But just let her do it the way that she knows how to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, she has great rapport with the players that are there.
And, you know, there was a lot of times watching the games this year that she would be doing, you know, they would interview her at the half instead of Van Gundy because who knows why. But you know, I always felt that she was well-spoken, and she seems like she knows what's going on. Obviously, she knows how to play the game. She's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's just that.
Exactly.
So
she knows it better than I do, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, she does. She probably knows it better than me. I'm just kidding. She does know it better than me.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, I'm excited. And, you know, here's the opportunity, because this is, truthfully, this might be the last opportunity. You got to get it right now, because these rumblings of Zion, it's only going to get bigger. Now, granted, people, his friends close to him says that his family are kind of speaking out of turn, and that's not the deal. So, he wants to win in New Orleans. That being said, we got to take a break. We got to get some news. When we come back, Mike's going to talk about the baseball head coach position at LSU, and we'll talk a little bit of Foo Fighters.
WGSO from the Puka Ranch
to Funchal Square.
Things have changed. WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 9:90 a.m. in New Orleans. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. Mondays at 7 p.m.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for Morgan City, east to the Okaloosa-Walton County line in Florida, as the disturbance moving north-northeast at 16 miles per hour makes its way towards southeast Louisiana. The system is on track to make landfall late Friday or early Saturday. Jeff Palermo has more on what the area should expect from the soon-to-be-named tropical storm Claudette.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Schott in New Orleans says bands of rain could dump more than a half a foot of water in southeast Louisiana.
And that's the number one threat with this system. It's going to be the rainfall.
He says everything east of I-55 from the coast up to the Mississippi line should be on alert for flooding.
The most likely areas within Louisiana is going to be St. Tammany, St. Bernard, you know, Plaquemines, maybe the southern part of Jefferson.
The center of the storm could be in Mississippi by midday Saturday. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Governor Edwards declared a state of emergency Thursday ahead of the first system to impact the state this hurricane season. LRN.
This is for those who always show they care. Who told their kids everyone 12 and older is eligible for a COVID vaccine. Those who explained to their cousins that vaccines prevent nearly 100% of hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19. This is for the ones protecting those they love. Thank you.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Take 30 seconds to save thousands.
go to lacontractor.org and take 30 seconds to make sure the person or company who wants to work on your home or business is licensed by the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. Always ask for references and protect yourself by choosing one of the many great licensed contractors in your area. Go to lacontractor.org or get our free mobile app, LA Contractor, in your app store. And take 30 seconds to save thousands.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
nectar. In most of the English-speaking world, a nectar is a blend of fruit puree and water to make something like a juice. The most common nectars are made from fruits that can't really be juiced, such as apricots, pears, and recently agave. In New Orleans, the word nectar means a flavor made by blending almond and vanilla, a little citric acid, and pink food coloring. It's one of the most popular flavors for ice cream sodas and snowballs, and uniquely local. It was created at the soda fountains of the old Katz and Bestoff drugstores. Originally, the pink color was cochineal, made from an aphid-like insect that sucked cactus plants in Mexico.
The food show right here.
Alright, gang, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show, and I promised before the break that we would talk about LSU and the search for the new baseball coach, and I'm going to let Mike let everybody in on what's going on up there in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, we got old Paul Maneri retired, and we've got to find someone. The two coaches that have kind of become the two top prospects, I guess I would say, is Mike Bianco and Cliff Godwin. Mike Bianco actually played at LSU, was it 89 to 92 or something like that? And then later on, he was, I want to say, a hitting coach for LSU. And he is currently the coach of Ole Miss. And he's the most winningest coach that Ole Miss has ever had. And I will say I'm not really sold on him because Mississippi has very, very good baseball players, just like Louisiana does. Mm-hmm. And if he was that good, he would have brought them to more College World Series, at least more regionals and super regionals than he has. He's been very good, but Ole Miss has not been a very good baseball team, historically speaking, you know, considering that college baseball has been going on for 80-100 years now. And the other one is Cliff Godwin, who I actually do kind of like Cliff Godwin. He's been the head coach of East Carolina since 2014, and he was an assistant coach. He was an assistant coach for Mike Bianco at Ole Miss, and he was actually an assistant coach for Paul Maneri when Paul Maneri was at Notre Dame. So I like his background, but being really good at East Carolina is kind of a mixed bag. Yeah, you did a good job with a small school. But they were already pretty good before he got there. And coaching at East Carolina, it's not like you're coaching in the SEC. Yeah. And it's like saying, you know, the last coach for UL Lafayette, and you know, God rest his soul, he passed away a few years ago. His name's Mike Robichaux. He is basically the only coach that has ever brought UL Lafayette to the College World Series. He did it twice, if I'm not mistaken. But that doesn't necessarily mean he's ready to coach baseball in the SEC. And so I'm not, I'm not poo-pooing Cliff Godwin, but there are other names that could be brought about. And both of those coaches could be good. You know, you get to a school that where baseball is life, if you will. You know, the athletic department's going to pump every penny into it that you want them to, because it's one of their big sports. Yeah, you know, things could change.
Right.
Yeah, but there are other coaches that I would like for them to look at. And I don't know if those coaches are even available, but you got the coach of Louisville. His name's Dan McDonald. I like him. He has played in a bigger – he's done a lot more things in a bigger division, a bigger conference, and done it in cold weather, which is a lot harder to do in warm weather like you do down here. And this is – I don't know if I even like this idea, but one of the coaches that I thought of was Tony Vitello. He's the coach of Tennessee. He's done an amazing job this year, and this is why I'm bringing him up. He's done an amazing job this year. Tennessee's the ones that the team that knocked LSU out of the Super Regional. But he's only been a head coach for 4 years. His overall record is 134-66. That's an amazing number. But Paul Mainieri had 1,502 wins, I want to say. You know, you haven't really proven that you're able to do it. In 2018, in his first 4 years as a head coach, all at Tennessee, 2018, they were tied for sixth in the SEC East. Didn't do anything. 2019, they were third, went to the regionals and lost. 2020 doesn't really count. You know, the season was canceled. And then 2021, they get to the College World Series. Well, that's basically one team. You got 4 years, so you basically have one team.
Right.
Let's see how he does over the next few seasons.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, to be honest, I feel like if they can get him, they're going to go for Mike Bianco.
Yeah.
And like I said, I won't be upset with it. But it's not going to be – he's not going to be the next Skip Bertman. He's not going to be the one that brings us six – or I guess in Skip Bertman's time, it was five national championships.
Right.
And granted, nobody's going to do that. Skip Bertman did things that people are still doing to this day, that teams are still doing to this day. You know, he changed the game. He took what Augie Garrido and the rest of the coaches before him did and turned it into the way that college baseball is today. So you can't really look at it in that way. Yeah. You know, you're not going to have that. And so you've got to figure out how to find the best combination of him plus the future of college baseball.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, one thing though about Godwin is he used to play for the Gateway Grizzlies, which is like an independent league team there in the St. Louis area, actually in Cahokia, Illinois. And that's I've told you about the Vandross burger. That's where it originated. So maybe if he comes to town, you might be having some double bacon cheeseburgers on Krispy Kreme donuts out there when you're tailgating, sir. But, you know, I agree with you. You know, number one, you can't look at it like who's going to be the next Skip Berkman. You got to find somebody who's going to, number one, just like we were talking about with the Pelicans, be able to motivate these kids and get on their level and get them to play for them, you know, and that's what's important. So we'll just have to see how it all shakes out over the next couple months, because I don't think they're not going to let any grass grow under their feet on picking somebody. So,
and one thing that I will say, excuse me, Scott Woodward, he's the new athletic director for LSU. he's known throughout his career for picking, for having great picks for new head coaches. He's the one that got Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. He's the one that got Mulkey at as the head women's basketball coach at LSU. You know, he knows what he's doing. And so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he probably knows more than I do, so I'll just defer to him.
Well, all right. We'll leave it at that then. I want to shift gears just a little bit because we got a couple minutes left before we need to take a break. But I think I'm going to start with let's do this with this segment. Let's see here. Hopefully this works. Let's see here. So we're going to talk about the Foo Fighters. They started playing shows. There we go. Now we're talking. So the Foo Fighters started playing shows live this week, and they decided to play a pretty much a warm-up gig in a, at the, I think, Club Canyon in Los Angeles. And, you know, it was for vaccinated folks only. And I don't know if it's their call or if it's the venue's call. Chances are good it's the venue's call.
Yep.
However, it was enough to really, really piss off Ricky Schroeder. And I don't care what he, if he wants to be Rick, he's always going to be Ricky Schroeder.
He'll always be Ricky.
So, there was protesters that came out in droves. And in droves, I mean, there was, you know, a couple dozen of the anti-vaxxers who came out and said that, let's see, what was some of the quotes of these folks here? I'm looking at their signs right now. What was the code? I don't even know. There was one I read about that said something about here's what they say. Foo Fighters fight to bring segregation back, as well as event for vaccinated only, unvaccinated not allowed. Do you really think that's the road you need to go down? You're comparing that to, black segregation, and you're dealing with two different things here. Here's another little interesting tidbit about old Ricky Schroeder. He also helped the Kenosha shooter post bail.
Yes.
How about that?
Completely forgot about that until I read this article. That was interesting.
Yeah.
And then he put up like $150,000 for his bail.
He has $150,000?
I don't understand how. I think he was in NYPD Blue, which is a 20-year-old show, but I guess maybe he saved his money, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, I don't know. But, you know, here's the deal. There's a lot of things. I mean, look what just happened yesterday. The incentive of $1 million lottery for people to take the vaccination. You know, there's baseballs giving away free baseball tickets if you get vaccinated. There's all kinds of incentives. This is just another thing. And, well, maybe. But it could be, you know, San Fernando Valley. That could be the deal. You can't come into a show unless you're fully vaccinated. And I don't know where old Ricky Schroeder's been, but the Foos have been pretty liberal over the years, yeah. As is most rock bands.
Well, I love something that I saw a while back, and it was on Facebook. I don't remember what they were talking about, but Rage Against the Machine posted something. I don't know. They put a new album, posted something on Facebook, whatever it was, and somebody was like, "Oh, I can't believe that you're all for this." And somebody else posted underneath it, like, "Dude, what machine do you think they've been raging against this entire time? Toasters?"
Right. Absolutely. Well, and it's also funny to think about, you know, people that are our age who were listening to Rage Against the Machine in the 90s, and now all of a sudden, they're the complete opposite of what they were listening to and what they were about, which is fine. You can grow and you can change.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't go back and, you know, at being our age and listen to it. If you don't agree with it, I would say you should probably put it away.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just music. The music is there because it has a meaning.
Yeah, absolutely. But Ricky Schroeder, he also said that I'm trying to find the. Oh yeah, Dave Grohl is an ignorant punk who needs slap for supporting discrimination. Ignorance comes in all shapes and sizes.
Yep, because he needs slapped. Ignorance is
he's the ignorant one. He's the ignorant one. Good for Ricky though. Way to get yourself back in the news, one way or the other. He don't look too good though. By the way, I'm just gonna be the first person to say that. I don't know. He looks like the baby face. I don't know. I don't even want to go down that road because let's not negate the fact of his dumbassery that has happened.
Dumbassery, I like it.
So yeah, well, I'm gonna tell you what, the dozens of people that came to protest, it's not gonna keep the thousands of people from going to the show. So, and it's a nice try, gang, and hopefully you know, people start smartening up a little bit, and let's just get this thing taken care of. So all right, man, we got to take a break. And we got to wrap up this week so we can do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and then we can get on out of here and enjoy the rain. Sound good?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, all right. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this. Every day seems to greet me with a smile. Sunspots are fading.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Wait lists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
All right, gang, we're back with the last segment of the week. It's been a short week for us, too. I think we've only done two shows all week. Been busy. It's summertime, so don't hold it against us. But we're gonna finish strong, because that's what's important, right? So let's go ahead and let's do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
All right, well, I have a short one, so I'll probably have a little bit of commentary after.
Hey, keep it clean on the radio.
All right. Man charged after efforts to break into City Hall to get drugs back fail. This is in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. A Clinton County man was charged after police said they caught him as he attempted to break into City Hall in downtown Lock Haven. Officers say Lyric Matthew Wynn, and yes, that's Lyric as in lyrics to a song. Officers say Lyric Matthew Wynn, 20, of Lock Haven, told officers he, quote, wanted his drugs back. According to a report, officers previously confiscated the narcotics. Authorities said Wynn damaged three electronic card readers and two doors as he attempted to gain entry into the building. Wynn was charged with first-degree felony criminal attempt, burglary, third-degree criminal mischief, and two second-degree misdemeanors of institutional vandalism and resisting arrest, along with three summary offenses. Records show Wynn is being held at the Clinton County Correctional Facility in lieu of a $125,000 bail.
Oh, nice.
My first thought was, dude, that $125,000 bail would have bought you a whole lot of drugs.
Absolutely, it would have. Probably more than he got confiscated.
Yeah. When my second thought after looking at him, it's like, when I looked at him, I was like, maybe it's cocaine because he looks weird, but he also looks like he's never been able to afford cocaine in his entire life. And so after that, I was like, I feel like it was probably some kind of backyard behind the trailer version of mixing together sticks and raccoon poop and hoping that it's meth, maybe. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what kind of drugs he would have been able to afford, but he looks like the guy that you walk across the street when you see him because you're like, this guy's probably on drugs. So, yeah, I guess it all came full circle.
Sure. Well, you know, as I like to say, when people show you who they are, believe them. So there you go.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, let's go to Alabama. I'm sorry. Yeah, let's go to Alabama. And this headline actually comes from the Chattanooga Times Free Press. And it's authorities say Alabama man fed meth to a caged, quote unquote, attack squirrel. This comes from Athens, Alabama. Alabama investigators say a man kept a caged, quote-unquote, attack squirrel in his apartment and fed it meth to ensure it stayed aggressive. The news courier reports authorities are seeking 35-year-old Mickey Polk on multiple charges, including possession of a controlled substance. Law enforcement was warned of the animal prior to executing a search warrant of the Athens home on Monday. It's illegal in Alabama to have a pet squirrel. And that I find to be the most shocking thing of this whole article.
Yes, it is shocking.
It's illegal in Alabama to have a pet squirrel. Who would have known? Officials from the state's Department of Conservation recommended releasing the animal, which deputies did successfully. So, by the way, gang, this squirrel that's been fed meth for I don't know who knows how long is now out there roaming the streets looking for you.
And to be honest, it's been years ago, but this is actually the second story that we've read on air that involved an attack squirrel. I don't remember the details of the first one, but it was a good 2.5-3 years ago. But yes, this is the second story involving an attack squirrel. So I feel like we're going to have to start looking for attack squirrel stories because this can become a recurring thing, apparently.
Yeah, well, a spokesperson for the Limestone County Sheriff's Office says there was no safe way to test the squirrel for meth. So there you go. I mean, there's so much to unpack out of that article. You know, it's I don't even what's the bail on something like that?
How do you set that? Yeah.
Number two, well, I mean, I guess it's easy to catch a squirrel, but I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, not a meth.
And
squirrel.
Why would you? And I mean, if you're gonna think like a meth head, why would you give your meth to a squirrel? Wouldn't you want to do it?
What? They're already squirrels are already the meth heads of the animal world.
Right. I don't know. It's but you know it's Alabama, and you're not. I don't think anybody's meant to understand. So.
No.
All right.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. And that's going to do it for us. We're going to get out of here. Everybody have a safe weekend. You know, be safe with everything going on. I think we'll all be all right. But, you know, you can never be too safe. So other than that, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And until then, we're just going to play Gloria.
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street.